Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili Ilihonganji. Mo'ili Ilihonganji is the Chodo Shinshu Buddhist Temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'iliilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Yoshimura family, in memory of Harry Yoshimura. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani, resident minister of Mo'ili Ilihonganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Umitani.
Good morning. Thank you for listening to the White Way Radio this morning. May 26, 2021 marked a historic moment for Buddhists in the United States. For the first time ever, the White House celebrated Baisak, the holiday that commemorates the Buddha's birthday, death, and enlightenment. And Bishop Marvin Harada, the Bishop of the Buddhist Churches of America, was invited to the event to represent the Mahayana Buddhist tradition. President Biden released an official statement, and I'd like to quote, "Jill and I extend our warmest wishes to Buddhists in the United States and around the world as they celebrate Baisak, a day honoring the birth, enlightenment, and passing of the Buddha. The ceremonial lighting of a lamp, the symbol of this holiday that has been celebrated for over 2,500 years, reminds us of Buddhism's teachings of compassion, humility, and selflessness that endure today. On this day, we also commemorate the many contributions of Buddhists in America who enrich our communities and our country as we all work together toward brighter days ahead." End of quote. It is truly wonderful news that the White House and the President of the United States celebrated and recognized the life and the teaching of the Buddha. I feel encouraged that there is a strong message that Buddhism can offer to the people in the United States. Today, we hear many sad news of hate, violence, and discrimination. A human criticizes, discriminates, hates, and hurts other human beings. It is truly a sad thing. Outwardly, we are all different. Our appearances, socioeconomic background, race, language, lifestyle, and so on. Even family members who live in the same household have different thoughts and viewpoints. And we all experience joy and sadness in our lives. We all experience happy days and challenging days. It seems like we are like surfers who try to ride on a huge range of waves, waves of our life's challenges. Some waves are small, and some waves are too large for a single person to face. Sometimes we succeed in riding on the waves, and sometimes we are overwhelmed and fail to ride on it. It'll be wonderful if we can work together. It would be wonderful if we can extend our compassionate hands to those who need help in riding on the waves. But it seems like we are all too busy to focus on our own life's challenges. We are all too busy to catch the waves that are right in front of us and fail to see other people around us. We all wish to ride on the waves successfully, But in the ocean of our lives, maybe we are too busy to understand and care for people around us. Maybe we are too focused trying to catch the waves we want. And sometimes we feel that the people around us should not belong to this ocean, or they should not enjoy the ocean that we are enjoying. Driven by those shallow viewpoints, we do not have even a single moment of peace. And such viewpoints are the cause of hate and discrimination. Buddha taught us that this is a sad reality of Saha, the world of suffering. On the contrary, the other shore is the Buddha's world, the land of enlightenment. Buddhism encourages us to see the world with a wider viewpoint and perspective. Buddhism teaches us that the truth of oneness. Due to his shallow viewpoint, a sufferer was not able to see his surroundings clearly. But once he sees his surroundings carefully, he realizes that he is not the only one who is trying to ride on the waves. And he is not the only one who is suffering on these challenging waves of life. We are all living, and we all experience joy and suffering as well. In that sense, we are all one beyond race, gender, socioeconomic background, sexual orientation, gender expression, religious faith, physical ability, and so on. Recently, I watched a video of Professor Kenneth Tanaka. He talked about authentic individuality. Buddhism is a teaching to cultivate this authentic individuality. Authentic individuality means that each of us is unique. Each of us can contribute to others, and each of us is precious and has dignity. Oneness that we talk about in Buddhism does not mean being the same. Oneness does not mean that, say, you are an apple. Oneness does not mean that you and others have to be pineapple. Being the same means that everything has to be pineapple. But oneness means that an apple can exist as an apple, and a pineapple can exist as a pineapple. Apple has its own dignity and place, and pineapple also has its own dignity and place. Buddhist teachings of oneness teaches us that we are all, no matter who we are, illuminated by wisdom and compassion, just as we are. In that awareness, we can cultivate a sense of peace and harmony, compassion for self and others, and live with confidence, conviction, and dignity. I understand this as the meaning of authentic individuality. And I firmly believe that there are strong messages that Buddhism can offer, especially in these challenging times. I sincerely hope that people in the world will encounter the Buddha's messages of wisdom and compassion that guides and enriches our life's journey. A part of the sutra on the Buddha of immeasurable life says, "The bodhisattvas became friends of all beings without being asked, ready to carry the heavy burden of the multitude of beings. Having awakened great compassion, they took pity on sentient beings, uttered kind words, and endowed them with the Dharma eyes. Without being asked, they gave the Dharma to the multitude of beings, just as dutiful children love and respect their parents. They looked upon all sentient beings as their own selves." End of quote. Bodhisattva, or Bosatsu, is the one who seeks to attain Bodhi, the enlightenment, and to guide others to the same goal. Such a one performs practices for a long time and cultivates wisdom and compassion for the purpose of becoming a Buddha. In Mahayana tradition, Bodhisattva means one who makes vows not only to attain the highest enlightenment, but also to save all suffering beings. It is my understanding that the goal of Buddhism is for us to live a life of Bodhisattva. This passage indicates an ideal way of life as a Buddhist, a life devoted to seeking wisdom and compassion, not just for oneself, but also for others. So, like Bodhisattvas, let us endeavor to become a friend for those who are suffering in carrying the heavy burden of their lives. Like Bodhisattvas, let us endeavor to awaken to the great wisdom and compassion. Like Bodhisattvas, let us endeavor to show our pity and empathy for others. Like Bodhisattvas, let us endeavor to utter kind words, respect others, and share the messages of wisdom and compassion. And like Bodhisattvas, let us endeavor to look upon and embrace all beings as our own selves. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Umitani, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliyilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 1st, 2021, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom service will be Reverend Umitani of Moiliyilihonganji Mission. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Yoshimura family, and our speaker, Reverend Umitani of Moiliyilihonganji Mission. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Piper Toyama, past president of the Humpa Honganji, Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.